Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Welcome into Sports Talk Chicago. Happy Saturday, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, I got a new setup. I got new digs. Hope you like it. Hope this is the start of more and bigger and better things coming for Sports Talk Chicago over this summer. Look, we got a lot to cover on this show. I was originally going to fill my hour-long time talking about the Chicago Bears schedule, do a little wins, a little losses, see where we stand on this day in May, and go from there. But look, the Chicago Bears, as the world turns, there's a lot to cover here. So I'm going to get to the Ben Johnson and OTA stuff, but I think I want to get to the juicy things right off the top and talk a little bit about Caleb Williams, this bombshell report that's coming out from Seth Wickersham's book called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, set to hit bookshelves any day now. For those of you not familiar, Caleb Williams and his father, Carl Williams, both on the record talking about their experiences before the Chicago Bears drafted them and after the Chicago Bears drafted Caleb Williams into the NFL. And Bears fans, I don't think you're going to like what you want to hear, and I can't wait to give you my opinion on it. But first, let's provide you a little context here really quick. I'm just going to read you what NFL.com posted about this particular article and just read it to give you some context, and then I'm going to comment. Caleb Williams wanted nothing to do with the Chicago Bears as last year's NFL draft approached, and the 2022 Heisman Trophy winner and his father looked into how they could have a hand in which team selected him, according to a book to be published in September. In American Kings, a biography of a quarterback, author and ESPN reporter Seth Wickersham, side note, this isn't in the article, he does fantastic work and his reporting is typically always spot on, describes how Williams and his father, Carl Williams, asked attorneys to find a workaround to the NFL's collective bargaining agreement, explored signing with the United Football League, and considered publicly ripping Chicago and the Bears to create an untenable situation for the team. Quote unquote, Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die, Carl Williams said in the account heading towards the draft. Carl Williams indicated to confidants he didn't think he could work with then offensive coordinator Shane Waldron. Bears general manager Ryan Poles told Williams, quote, we are drafting you no matter what. Having said that, Caleb Williams then resigned himself to being drafted by the Bears, and after a pre-draft visit to the team facility, he believed he could help turn the team around. Quote by Caleb, I can do it for this team. I'm going to go to the Bears. And that is just a tip of the iceberg, people, of some of the other quotes in there. Other quotes came in that Caleb Williams was just given tape and not told how to watch it, how to watch film. He said he would just turn on the film. And a lot of Chicago Bears fans are having a problem with this. Caleb, how could you? I have to be honest with you. I'm 100% on board with Caleb Williams on this one and Carl Williams on this one. So let's just run through this Caleb controversy. The first one to keep in mind is that Colin Cowherd, whether you like him, whether you hate him, whether you listen to him, whether you've never caught a show before, Colin Cowherd, from my experience living on the West Coast, is incredibly plugged in at USC. So when he talks about USC matters, or more specifically, when he talks about Caleb Williams, I typically listen. Colin Cowherd said just as much as this over a year ago, that Caleb Williams and his camp were concerned about going to the Chicago Bears. That is a real story, and that 100% happened. Now, having said that, when that report came out, a lot of Bears fans scoffed at it. A lot of people said Cowherd was ahead of his skis, was lying. Turns out that he was probably more right, or maybe helping doing the dirty work for Carl Williams at the time, than we were led on to think. The other part about this is, look, if you're a Bears fan right now and you want to be mad at Caleb Williams, I think it's time that you do one of those look-in-the-mirror situations as a Bears fan. What Carl Williams and Caleb Williams were talking about before they were drafted by the Chicago Bears is 100% factual. And we need to own up to it as Chicago Bears fans. And this is what I mean by this. As Caleb Williams, as a human being that walks this planet Earth, Caleb Williams knows the history of bad quarterback play in Chicago. Chicago Bears fans know about the bad quarterback play here in Chicago. Heck, we make jokes about the bad quarterback play here in Chicago. To say that Chicago is the place where quarterbacks go to die is not an unfactual statement. So let's just say that he knows that the history goes there and he's a little worried about it. Well, Joey, you're saying maybe Caleb Williams should rise above it and be the person to get over it for the first time. This also says that he has severe concerns about going to the organization at the time of its construction. Read between the lines on that. They did not believe in Matt Eberflus, and they thought Shane Waldron was the wrong offensive coordinator and the wrong coach for Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears offense. Find the lie in that, because personally, I can't. We were all over Shane Waldron from the jump, starting in week one of last year. Shane Waldron did not survive the season. Shane Waldron was fired halfway through the year. Matt Eberflus did not survive the season. He was fired halfway through the year. They were not the right coaches. Everybody knew it. And the season that we had last year, the disaster of a season, Caleb Williams and Carl Williams were right. They should have been concerned. They should have been terrified. The fact that Caleb Williams is a Bear right now, I think, is more of a stroke of luck than it has to do with the wiggle room that the Williams family was unable to find with the collective bargaining agreement or Caleb Williams' willingness to go play in the United Football League. I think at the end of the day, Caleb said, look, the city of Chicago is amazing. It's a top three market. And if I could possibly turn it around in this city, I could become a legend forever. The only problem that I think these concerns kept being pushed was because Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron were already in the house. There was another report on this that said that Caleb Williams had met with Kevin O'Connell at the Minnesota Vikings and had such a good meeting that he walked out of there saying, Dad, I want to play for the Vikings. That has nothing to do with the Chicago Bears. That has everything to do with Matt Eberflus at the helm and Shane Waldron, our offensive coordinator. It says everything to the effect that Kevin O'Connell, an offensive-minded head coach, was able to connect with a young rookie quarterback more than Matt Eberflus could. And I'm still waiting for the day when we find someone that connected with Matt Eberflus. The family concerns of the Williams family were correct because we've known them as Bears fans for forever. If anything, it makes Caleb and his family seem more endearing to the Chicago Bears because they understood the hurdles and tribulations that they were going to have to go through. Another huge loser in this situation, and I've done some digging on this. If you want to crown winners and losers of this situation, the winners obviously are Chicago Bears fans. We still have Caleb Williams. The winner can still be Caleb Williams because he can still succeed in Chicago. I am going to put a little bit of flack on Caleb Williams on this, where I'm trying to figure out here if this is a life lesson for Caleb Williams, just in the sense that when you put something out into print, it is one thing to put it into a newspaper article, something that can maybe just end up in microfiche years and years and years later. But this is going into a book. A book that might be a bestseller, a book where a quote is simply never going to go away. Or maybe he feels like he's able to be finally honest about the situation because he's at peace and he's happy in Chicago, so he can talk about the near miss of not going to the town that he ended up wanting to be in the first place. But I will tell you, the big loser in this situation, and I've been asking around town, and there's a lot to this story, is a terrible look for general manager Ryan Poles. I've been critical of the guy here on Sports Talk Chicago, right here on WLSAM 890. Happy Saturday, Chicago. I've been critical of Ryan Poles. I think he needs to do a lot better in the draft. I think some of his free agent signings have been overpays. I don't think he's built the roster the way that I think we probably would have hoped the roster would be in year four. The team has not made the playoffs. Last year was a complete disaster. His overall win-loss record as a general manager is not looking good. And this is a bad look for Ryan Poles, because not only does it say it's one thing for the Williams family to feel like the history in Chicago at the quarterback position, it can't just be a curse. It can't just be a fluke. There has to be something systemic there that we don't like and that we are worried about. I can completely understand that. But the thing about it is those comments about maybe not wanting to be in Chicago, about not liking Shane Waldron, is a complete rebuke and a thumbs down of Ryan Poles' current infrastructure as it stood when they drafted Caleb Williams. Everyone knew, including myself, that Matt Eberflus was not the man for the job. I went so far as to say he should have been fired mid-season the year prior with Justin Fields. When they moved on from Justin Fields to draft a quarterback, they should have moved on from Matt Eberflus as well. Ryan Poles did not do that. And again, like many times, like the cycle that Chicago Bears fans continue to find themselves being stuck in, it was a situation where a coach was inheriting a new quarterback. The general manager wasn't picking his guy. There was never true alignment in the organization. And the Chicago Bears did it again. They made Caleb Williams go through the Matt Eberflus experience for 1 year, and now we're starting all over again with Ben Johnson. And you can ask yourself and scratch your head, why did Ryan Poles dig his heels in on Matt Eberflus? Why did he demand that he stay the head coach, even when you know and we all knew that we were starting over a quarterback and maybe finding an offensive-minded guy was the right way to go? I'm not going to put all this on Ryan Poles. I think some of this, and I think some of the reasons why these comments got printed and why the Williams family was confident on giving the green light on these type of statements. Guess who? George McCaskey. I think this has a lot to do with the McCaskey family. Again, when problems arise, the old cliche goes straight to the top. I think that applies here as well. I think, let's say Ryan Poles wanted to move on from Matt Eberflus last offseason. I'm told from a couple people that would know that was never going to happen with the McCaskey family. They liked Matt Eberflus. Matt Eberflus was that white piece of toast that the McCaskey family just couldn't help but smile at and love. I was also told that Ryan Poles wanted to pull the plug on Matt Eberflus earlier, specifically after that Commanders game last year. George McCaskey said no. The great pride that the McCaskey and Bears franchise takes in never firing a coach midseason. They would not let Ryan Poles do it. So was Ryan Poles' hands tied? Perhaps. I can't confirm or deny that, but it's possible. The only thing that I do know is that if that's true, George McCaskey makes Ryan Poles look really bad in this situation. Because the number one quarterback in that particular draft, last year's draft, a Heisman Trophy winner, a guy that I still have a lot of optimism in and a lot of people in the NFL think still has a world of potential. He looked at the situation in Chicago, not just the history, but he looked at the present of who was in place, who was in charge. And the Williams family had serious concerns and wanted to punt on it. So I'm not mad at Caleb Williams. I'm not. Do I wish that maybe he didn't say it? Sure. Do I wish maybe he waited 5 or 6 years and we had a bunch of success and maybe won a Super Bowl and then can look back and say, hey, I almost didn't come here? Maybe. But the fact that he said it, I'm not in disagreement with. Their concerns were valid. And their concerns were confirmed when the Chicago Bears went 5-12 last year. When the head coach blew lead after lead. When the preparation factor, or lack thereof, showed up every single week. Can't be mad at Caleb Williams for that, because those concerns turned into reality. The important thing to keep in mind here is that they have at least turned the page.
Injured in an accident? That's no game, but you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.